I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests are trending in multiple countries these days. Hong Kong, Haiti, Iraq, Lebanon, just to name a few. And of course, Iran. Authorities warned of a crackdown following nationwide demonstrations this weekend. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says the current protests are round two of unrest that began 2 years ago. Heart for Iran broadcasts Christian programming to Iran through its satellite channel, Mohabbat TV. These are critical resources in tumultuous times.
Heart for Iran processes 700-plus daily contacts from Iranian Muslims asking about Jesus after watching Christian Farsi programming on Mohabbat TV. Half of these people feel they have a duty to join the uprising, while the other half are asking us what their role as a new Christian in politics should be.
And in Ghana, many of the country's orphans have living parents. Well-intentioned donations encourage well-meaning parents to send their kids to the orphanages so they have access to the resources. Now the Ghanaian government has joined forces with Bethany Christian Services to move away from the orphanage model and toward a better one. And the focus is family. Biological, foster, or adopted, says Naa Jorko Muhenu, director of Bethany Ghana.
Children go through a lot psychologically and have a lot of issues, emotional issues, when they live so long in orphanages. You can still sponsor a child within their biological family or even within the foster care system.
Pray that believers find a way to get involved. The biblically-based family has the power to connect, lift up, and transform lives. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.